Texas area. It's Let's Talk with your host, Eric Jackson. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And now, here's your host, Eric Jackson.
All right, and good afternoon to you. Happy Monday to you. This is Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson, and I hope everybody had a wonderful, wonderful weekend. I know I had a busy weekend. I don't know about wonderful. Well, I guess if it was busy, it was wonderful, huh? I wasn't in the house. Well, I hope y'all got out and enjoyed some of that old great, the last bit of summer weather we probably going to get for a moment. But if you didn't, oh, well, there's next weekend, right? Hey, there's always a weekend somewhere. That's for sure. Well, this is Let's Talk, and I'm your host, Eric Jackson. And if you want to join in the conversation today, you can dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com, or you can join me in my chat room. You know, I do have my chat room open, so we can get a conversation going in there as well. And we are going to have us a ball either way. So just sit back, relax, and as I say, let's talk, y'all. Let's get it on. Now, today, you know, today is Monday. Y'all know every Monday we have what we call Open Mic Monday. And believe you me, Open Mic Monday is exactly what it says. It's an open mic. So if there's something you want to talk about, then come on, talk to me. I have no problem with that. We can talk about any and everything. Okay? So with that being said, let's go on and do this thing. Now, before we get started, you know, when I started Open Mic Monday, you know, it was because you had stories that would develop over the weekend, you know, that sometimes would get overlooked. You know, with us being out and about, you know, between church, family, friends, what have you. Anyway, and things used to just get overlooked. So I decided, well, instead of pigeonholing the show, you know, into one topic on Monday, let's just have Open Mic Monday. So if there's something on your mind, we could talk about anything you want to talk about. And that meant for me as well, because there's a lot of things I want to talk about sometime on Monday. And that's for sure. Now, and when that being said, there's something I really caught me this weekend, and I really need to talk about today. I really did. You know, because, you know, the Olympics are going on. Everybody right now is focused on the Olympics. You know, everything is about the Olympics. If it wasn't the Olympics, it's about the little new rover, you know, landed on Mars last night. Congratulations to NASA. That's a good job. You know, we on the red planet, as they say. We're going to see what's going on with Mars. That's fine and dandy. But, you know, what I want to talk about right now is what's going on right here on the Earth, United States, the Earth. You know, that's what I want to talk about. What's going on right here, you know, in the United States on Earth? You know, that's great for NASA. I'm happy for them. But let's go on and talk about what I want to talk about right now. Unless you got something else you want to talk about, and that's fine too. Now, So, now, maybe that's a good thing, maybe it's not. I assume that depends on whom you're asking, right? I guess so. But here's a couple of stories that actually caught my attention this weekend. And I actually, it was very important. Appalling, but important. So I'm going to start Open Mic Monday with these things. You know, for the first hour, what I want to discuss is how can we, as parents, / adults, / family members, / responsible individuals, protect our children from predators that roam our neighborhoods and the internet. No, that's what I want to talk about, because there was a story that went on this weekend that really, really got my attention. And the other topic, which we're going to talk about the second hour, is going to be what would you like to hear the presidential candidates really discuss? No, it's the election is what, 4 months away? 4 months away. So what do you as voters, as citizens of the United States, really want to hear from them? Besides, you know, what your tax return is or how much money you done raised. I mean, really? What do you want to hear? Tell me what you want to hear. And maybe we can get them to understand that we want to know more besides what the money the other one is raising, or about how many trips this one is taking over here, or how much golf this one is playing. So that's what we're going to talk about the second hour. But, like I said, the first hour, though, and maybe it go over 1 hour, that's fine, because this is something that's important. It really is. And I want to thank my man Tony from Fathers Also Need Support Systems for joining me today. Hey, that's my brother there, man. Hey, nobody else support our shows. We support each other, and that's what it's all about. So, hey, y'all want to get in on this? Come on. We got an open show, open mic. Now, let's start with how do we protect our children from predators? How do we do this? You know, there was a story this weekend that I caught about a child porn ring that was broken up. Now, I know you're saying, well, that's every day. Maybe, but you don't hear about it every day. Okay, and although that was disturbing enough, it got worse. It even got worse. You know, this one child pornography ring was active in at least 34 countries. Did y'all hear what I say? Not one, not your neighborhood, not around the corner, 34 countries. 34 countries. And we just talking about one ring, one long pornography ring. 34 countries. 34 countries. How is this? How is this that somebody can go through all this and it goes from country to country to country? Yeah, is it the internet? I know here somebody said, well, with the internet, it's possible. So if that's the case, then how can we protect our kids from this? You know, how can we fix this? You know, how can we protect our kids? We're talking about 34 countries, people. You know, and the bad part about it, when this ring in Brazil, it first got busted in Brazil, okay? But we're talking about pictures that included infants, children, and teenagers. Do you understand what I'm saying? Infants. These kids, babies, cannot even take care of themselves. You know, children, little innocent children, and all they want to do is play. But these individuals take advantage of that because they're supposed to be the adults. They're supposed to be doing what's right by these kids. But it's not happening. It's not. Teenagers. You know, and yes, we do some say, well, how in the heck can a teenager be taken advantage of? It's easy because you have them teenagers loners. Yeah, loners. Or I guess you can say they sheltered a little bit. Huh? So how can we protect our kids from this mess, man? It is something that's just terrible. And it's going on. It's not just something that happens every now and then. This is something that's going on every day. In fact, it's going on so much, sometimes it's going on even in our own families. Oh, now, see, I know y'all didn't like that. Some of y'all didn't like that. I know y'all didn't, but I'm going to come back to that. I am. I'm going to come back to that. You know, and check this out, though. Check this out. You know, in this certain ring, you know, they actually had what they call so-called accounts written by members of this ring, of just this one porn ring, describing cannibalism. Do you know what cannibalism is? Huh? Do you know what kind of, that's eating people. So you telling me there's actually monsters out there eating our kids? And these cats ain't on no drugs, so we ain't talking about no bath salts or any of that other crap. You know, as well as rape of the children. Raping the children by their parents. Now, see, now, I listen to what I just said. By their parents. Not just kidnappers and murderers, but parents. Are you kidding me? By the parents. So what? They already arrested some people in the United States, Canada, Saudi Arabia, Britain, Venezuela. That's just to name a few of them. As I mentioned earlier, this ring encompassed 34 countries. 34. 34. Now, I mean, if you don't believe me, that's okay, because what I'm doing, I'm going to go ahead and place the links in the chat room so you can actually read the articles yourself. Because it is just something that's terrible. And like I mentioned before, it's not something that is not something that is just happening. This goes on all the time. But yet, we are so consumed and worried about other things. And in a lot of cases, we're not worrying about it because why? It's not our kids, right? If it's not directly affecting us, we could care less about it. Huh? So if that's the case, then if one of these monsters approach your kid, what is going to happen? Because if you feel like it's not in your realm or it's not affecting you, you really can care less. That means you're not talking to your child on a constant basis, explaining what should happen if this happens. What should you do in case this happens? Because you feel that cannot happen to you. And I'm sure there's a lot of other people who thought the same way. So what can we do to protect our kids? Huh? What can you do? And you know what? It said Britain. Where's the Olympics at right now, y'all? Oh, wake up call. You know how many young people are over there right now? Of course, you're not going to hear about it right now because the Olympics, nobody wants to know about it. You don't want to hear that negative stuff right now. But don't you think it's a possibility? So how do we protect our kids? Huh? How? You know, as a parent, reading articles such as just this one, you know, it caused a big red flag to fly up on my end. You know, and it made me really think about me and my child and what's going on with my child when I'm not around him. Or when somebody else is around my child, I don't know. You know, that should make you wonder a little bit, too. Yes, we see things about the nanny cams and what have you. And, you know, stuff like that should make you a little leery also. That should make you want to talk to your child a little bit more. See, what's going on with your child? Children, I tell you, the only thing you got to do is ask them. Children are the most honest and innocent. Children are the most honest creatures walking on the face of this earth. If you ask them, they will tell you. If you have that type of communication with your child. You know, once again, I ask the question, how do we protect our children from these monsters? How do we do this? Now, some of you can say, well, you can't watch your child 24/7. Some say you just have to pray to the Lord that nothing is going to happen to your child. And maybe that's right. Maybe that's true. But Here's the thing. How? If, as mentioned earlier in this other article, if the parents are involved in the abuse or the nastiness of this porn thing, or just abuse period, how do we protect that child? Now, how do we? Now, don't think that just because it's just the parents, nobody knows. Because there's some family members out there that actually have an idea of what's going on in that household. You may act like you don't know, but you know. And here's my take on that. If you as a family member know something is going on in that household, such as porn, abuse, or what have you, and you don't do anything about it, hey, you're just as guilty as the individual that's in that household doing it. And in my opinion, you should be prosecuted right along with the person that's doing the crime, the violating. I ain't going to call it a crime. I'm going to say violating. That's right. I know some of you are not going to agree with that. And I really don't care. Because that is the fact. You get together with other family members. You talk about it. You say, well, and I know that's wrong, but what can you do? That's what I said, but what can we do? Oh, hell, you can do a whole lot. That's right. You can do a lot. Let's be honest. In some instances, you have the right, the power as an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, just hell, an adult, a responsible adult. You don't need to be related. Oh, you scared you may lose a friendship because you decide to turn them in? Well, you know what? Oh, well, that's a friend I do not need. At least I know that child is okay. That's right. You know, why do our kids have to go through this? And the bad, it said an infant, mothers out there, mothers, think about your little baby. You holding your baby in your arms. Huh? Think about that. An infant. An infant can't defend itself. Hey, must have, depends how old the infant is. The infant, you can't even say anything. Huh? So, if you suspect something, why not go and have it checked? Hey, it's better to be safe than sorry, wouldn't you think? If that person is upset with you, fine, let them be upset with you. At least you know in your heart you did something that you thought was right, that you knew was right, actually. I mean, if nothing happened, then fine, nothing happened. But at least for that one instance, you know for sure in your mind that everything is okay. Huh? That's, you know, some say, well, that's family. You know, family, we handle things internally. Certain things like that you can't handle internally. What you going to do? How you going to handle it internally? You going to take the child? Now, if you think that's going on and that person just going to let you take their child like that, you sad mistaken. Because it's not going to happen. You know, it's almost like a crackhead. No, a crackhead will lie to get anything they want. And some of them lie so freaking good, you believe anything they tell you if you're that gullible. Because they're going to make it seem so real. Well, you know, it was just a rash. You know, I was just checking to make sure everything all right. Now, you talking about an infant or a kid or even a teenager. The kid and teacher, they can talk for them dang on sales. So what are you checking for? I mean, you should be asking these questions. It's, they are common sense questions. So what are you checking for? What, you know what? If every time you want to take this child somewhere and that parent is always talking about no, I got it, you need to think about that. Huh? Don't you think? Okay, somebody said, well, they just being overprotective. They been, you think that's all it is? And your women and your woman's intuition don't kick is kicking in, and you just say they just being a little protective, and you trust your intuition for anything else. Why don't you trust for that child when dealing with that child? I'm just something to think about, don't you think? Don't you think? How, other than that, how are we going to actually protect our kids, our babies? Our babies. We're not talking about, and it's the bad part, our babies. We're talking about our babies. And we got these sick individuals out there molesting them, taking pictures of them, doing things that just shouldn't be done. And like I mentioned before, some of us as adults, we know these things are going on, but yet we fail to do anything about it. So instead of being a part of the solution, we are part of the problem. And for those of you who actually have kids, I mean, really? You talk to your kids about anything else, about a movie or a game coming out or whatever, talk to them about that. Talk to them what's going on with you, huh? My child's not me. My son talk about dang near everything. Now, he may look at me crazy, and he may look at me funny. That is true. But I know what's going on with him. He doesn't live with me, but I know what's going on with him, that's for sure. And the only thing is a little communication. That's all it is, a little communication. You know, think about this. This is a porn ring in 34 countries. 34 countries. Pictures. You know, things of a parent raping a child, cannibalism, murdering, kidnapping. And you don't think you need to talk to your child and let them know what's going on? To see what's going on with that child? Infants. We're talking about infants, babies, little tiny babies, y'all. 34 countries. Now, and think about that. Yeah, let's think about this. We say 34 countries. So everybody's not flying to a certain country, are they? No, they're not doing that. Not only is this going on in your communities or your cities, states, what have you, it's going on internationally over the internet. Over the internet. Yes, don't get me wrong. The internet is a great thing. It's a wonderful technological, thing, progression, or whatever you want to call it. But as you can see, the more technology we gain, the slicker people become. Yes. The nastier and the more ruthless people become. Now we get to talk about the internet. We get to talking about the kids and the teenagers. You're buying them these touchscreen phones that's got internet on it. These great netbooks and laptops. Even your own home desktop. Some of you just give them the password and say, okay, go and do what you want to do on it. You don't go and check and see if they're in somebody's chat room talking or is they on Facebook talking to somebody they don't know. Huh? You give them a cell phone, you don't know if they're talking to somebody long distance from somewhere else that you know they don't know nobody in that place. Because because our society now, we have become too relaxed on things like that. And some people say, I am a very liberal parent. I'm a progressive parent. Keep on. Keep on being liberal and progressive. I hate to say it, but it may be a time when your child becomes a statistic. That's right. Let's be honest. It's not in all cases, but in some cases, yes. And some of you out there may actually know someone that this actually happened to. Because we're not paying attention to our kids. We let them get on the computer. And you leave the room and go and do whatever you want to. Well, they ain't on the computer. I know they ain't going to be so-and-so. How do you know? It's not necessary that they're going out and finding the people. These predators are finding them. And if you haven't sat down and talked to your child or educated your child, then they're liable to fall for anything. It's just certain words and certain key things that these predators look for. That's right. And as parents, we owe it to our kids to make sure they are aware that there are people out there like that. Well, my child's 16, 17, I know. Yeah, right. You know, for a child, some of the hardest ages, and if you remember when you were a teenager, what, 13 to 16? Huh? Some of the hardest ages there is. You know, because they're growing up, they're beginning to smell itself a little bit. What have you. But you're not talking to your kids. No, you let them do whatever. And them predators are sitting out there waiting on them because they know there's some parent out there that's not paying attention to that child. There's some parent out there not talking to the child. The predators know this. It's not a secret to them. They do this daily, on a daily basis. So how can we protect our kids from these predators? Huh? How? How do we do this? If we're not going to pay attention to what our children are doing or who's contacting our children on the internet, then what other ways can we protect our kids? Now, what other ways can we protect them? If you are part of an extended family and you suspect something is going on and you're not saying anything, how can we protect our kids? How? You know, I just some of the questions that I have, and I hope some of y'all got some answers for me. Huh? Just talk to me. Oh! Because something needs to be done. We talking about a ring, and it's just one ring. One ring. 34 countries. 34 countries. Wow. 34 countries, people. So, once again, I'm saying if that is the case and someone in the family, extended family, knows, then don't you think you should, they should be held responsible too if it comes out and it's found out that they knew about what was going on? And they didn't report it? Or they didn't try and stop it? So what are some of your thoughts on this issue? Huh? Because it's not a problem anymore. You really can't say it's an issue. It's more of a plague right now. And it's not just here in the United States. As you can see, 34 countries involved in this one ring. 34 countries involved in this one porn ring. So you think it's just something that's local or something that's just here? You know what I mean? So let's be real about this. How do we protect our kids? How do we protect our kids, y'all? I want to know. What do you think about it? I have my own. I say we got to talk to our kids more often. We got to be more vigilant. as to what our kids are doing. You know, we have to pay more attention to the people that surround our kids. We do. You know, and you know what's the bad part about this right now? Now, I'm talking about this, and I don't hear nothing from nobody. Nobody ain't saying nothing. Is this one of those taboo issues that nobody really wants to talk about? Huh? Is this one of those issues that nobody really, really wants to talk about? Because unless it's happening to you, you really don't give a care. Or if it does, it's not somehow related to someone in your family, you really don't care. And even if it's in your family, as long as it's not directly related to you, you really care less about it. Now, if I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. If I'm wrong, tell me I'm wrong. How do we stop predators from getting to our children? If you want to comment, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. My chat room is open. We can hold the conversation in the chat room as well. We have an hour and a half left in the show to talk about this. We do. So let me hear what you got to say about it. Because I know some of you got to have some ideas out there. How do you handle it with your child or your children or your family? How do you handle it? Or is this something you really got to sit back and think about now? Because you got to wonder, you know, is this really what I've been neglecting? Is it? You know, it's a very, very delicate topic. Yeah, I must admit, it's a delicate topic, but it's also a true topic that we need to talk about, that we need to be aware of. I mean, this was a child pornography ring in 34 countries. 34. United States, Britain, Venezuela, Canada, Saudi Arabia. So this is not like third world countries, people. It's not. Right here on your doorstep. Your neighbor to the north. One of your greatest allies. Hello? Has anybody woke up yet? I mean, really? We got conversation going on in the chat room. It says, I care, but I can only control what's in my house. I talk to my son about everything. One way is to validate your child at home and let them know they are talking to strangers on the internet is not the right choice because they can bring harm to them. Always make sure they read articles about these type of issues as they are brought to light via news, internet news, etc. Okay. I mean, that's a good point. That is a very, very good point. But now you said something in that I want to touch on though. You care, but you can only control what is in your house. Are you sure of that? Yeah, I mean, I agree. Take care of your house first. That's true. But what about that friend or relative house that you may suspect something is going not right in that home? That every time you see this child, you know, something's just not right. And you have this gut feeling or this intuition. So since you can only control what is in your house, do you turn a blind eye and just let that be and let it develop into whatever it develops into? I mean, yes, I understand. I do understand. You know, in some cases, you may not be able to do anything about, right? Basically, that's what you're saying. Because it's not your house. And since you're not sure about what's going on, you just rather leave it alone. That's good too. That's good too. But how are you going to feel later on when you read in the paper that that same child that you had that funny feeling about, or that same household you had that funny feeling about, something actually went on? And that's public knowledge. And something bad has happened to that child, but you had that feeling all along, and but you failed to act on it. So would that, you still feel like you can only control what's in your house? You know, I mean, let's really think about this, y'all. They have anonymous lines for everything else. Don't you think there should be an anonymous line for that? Will you call and have somebody go out and check? Or is there a certain criteria that must be met first before you can report anything like that? I'm just asking. I wants to know. You know, help me learn. Let's learn together today. How about that? Let us learn together. That'd be so wonderful. You know, and you know, you also mentioned always make sure they read articles about these types of issues as they are brought to light via news and internet. Well, that's fine letting them read the issue, but don't you think you need to sit down and chat with them also, talk to them? See if they understand exactly what that article is saying or what that means. Because, you know, kids are some funny little people. Teenagers are too. Because they'll sit there and read it. And you say, do you understand? Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. As long as they think that's all you want to hear, then guess what? They fine and dandy. They rolling out on you. Now, here's my question. If you're doing all that, do you have that child, should you have your child explain it back to you after they have read it? You know, talk to you about exactly what that article means. Do they understand what happened or what could have caused that to happen? Hello. You think that'll work too? It just might. It just might. What do you think? But, you know, and I'm not saying what you're talking about in chat room is bad or wrong. No, it's not. At least there is an attempt or effort there. But what else can we do to keep these people away from our children? I mean, I can sit here and say, well, take the internet away from them, take their phones away from them, what have you. But would that solve the problem? Now, some may say, well, you know, you do what you want to, but if they want to get to them, they're going to get to them. And if you're sitting there thinking that or saying that, you're dead wrong. And I already know you're part of the problem. That's right. I'm just going to put it out there because you're part of, if you're thinking negative things like that or just raggedy things like that, it ain't even negative, it's just raggedy for you to even be thinking that. I just put it out there, y'all. You know, things just come to my mind. You know, I would, in the chat room, I would bring it to the parent's attention once I see that it is going on. But it is up to the parent to check it into it. Once my son read the article and he has questions, because I know he will, we then sit and talk in more detail about those questions that he may have. Well, that's fine, too. But I don't know if you heard the earlier part of the show about this one article. Some of the actual predators or culprits themselves was the parent. So if that is the case and it is the parent, then what do you do? Huh? What do you do? You know, and I mean, you're saying, you know what, everything you're saying right now in the chat room, that's fine. That's fine. You know, that's the right politically correct answer. You know, I would bring it to the parent's attention. But what if the parent is actually the one doing it? If the parent is the, okay, let's see, we got in the chat room. If it is the parent, then I would go to the police when I have enough evidence. Okay. Once again, that sounds politically correct, but will you actually be responsible enough to do that? Will you have the cojones, the strength, the presence to actually do that? What evidence would you need? I mean, you mentioned if you have enough evidence. So what evidence would you need to say something is wrong in this household? Y'all need to go and check it out. Just questions. Huh? I'm just asking y'all. I want to say hello to Global Professional. Thanks for joining us today. You know, so, I mean, tell me what y'all would do. Tell me what's going on. What's going on? Talk to me. You know, because pornography, wow. Abuse, wow. And we talking about our kids. Infants, children, teenagers. You know, why are we having this conversation? Because apparently there's a breakdown somewhere in the system to where these type of things are not being discussed. They're not. We can discuss everything else. Olympic sports, the shootings, what? Grass fires. But we're not talking about how to protect our kids from these predators. And that is an issue in itself. Hey, you don't even hear the you know, everybody talking about, well, I'm worried about this, that. But when are we going to start worrying about these people doing these bad, these terrible, terrible things to our children? Huh? When? Chat room, the child talking to me or a friend about it, that is all I need. I have been placed in this situation before, and I did all the right steps, and the child was removed. Well, kudos to you. I give you a hand clap on that one. I really do, because if that actually what happened, that was a very, very responsible thing for you to do. Probably one in a few. One in a few. At least you knew what to do. But what about other folk? What other people? Huh? Oh, what about your child in particular? Are you really having these conversations with them? Or is it a glancing conversation? You know what I mean? Hey, if something happened to you, this is what you do, and that's it. Or better yet, you just ask them, you know what to do if something like that happens to you? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And you leave it alone at that. Okay. But are you actually sitting down and having these conversations with your children, your teenagers? Yes, just not the children. You got to get them teenagers too, because they more rebellion than anything. Let's be honest. And not just your children, your grandchildren, your great-great-grandchildren. Because you do have to have that conversation. If you're having that conversation with them, at least you know somebody is making them aware of the dangers that's waiting out there for them. Whether it's on the internet, walking to school, in school. Yes, and even in the church. Well, that's going to put that out there, too, even in the church. You know, if you're having these conversations, then we shouldn't be having issues, a lot of issues that we are having right now, especially in our church. This is a church. It's in the chat room, and it took help from the child to do it. If the child won't talk to the police or child services, then you have no help. Yes, we have even done drills. That's great. But see, now, you mentioned something real, real important now. The child would not talk to the police or child services. Why not? I'm going to tell you why not. Because the child was scared. No telling how long that child had been going through that, because no one actually had sat down before and talked to this child about what to do or how to get out of that situation. Chat room, as I have told my son, if you can't come to me and talk about it, then go to someone and let them know what is going on. And that's a good thing, too, because there's someone the child trusts to talk to. Well, hopefully, that person, whoever they decide to go and talk to, is going to come back and let you know what's going on. You know, I just received a message that say, you know, we live in a society where animal abuse seems to be more to matter more than child abuse or porn. And you know what? That is true. That is. I hate to say it, but it seems that way, doesn't it? Doesn't it? Because you see, think about it. You see all kind of commercials about wounded animals and you know, what happens and what you should do. But what about the kids? You don't see nothing about the kids on the commercials. Now, you don't see nothing about childhood porn. See, I can't even say that as a freaking word. Porn or you know, abuse. You don't see that on television. Every now and then you'll see a commercial. But I guarantee every 5-10 minutes on one of them channels, you see something about a wounded animal, a dog or a cat, more than likely. So is that where our society is moving to now? Is that where we're moving to where animals are more important than our children, our kids? In the chat room, right, they are scared to tell because they may have been threatened or they may have threatened their family in some way, especially children in the USA. That's possible. That is possible. That is possible. But here's the question. Here's the question. Besides that, what else can we do? What else can we do? How can we get the tide turned back to where the emphasis is more on our kids and humans than it is animals? Don't get me wrong, y'all. I love animals. I don't hate animals or anything like that. But it's, you know, I find it a problem that animals, you know, like the interview sent me the message, animals lately seem like they have more rights than humans. You know, people are more concerned about the abuse of animals than they are about kids, humans, children, teenagers. Y'all have to remember, this porn ring right here was in 34 countries. 34 countries. It just, like I mentioned before, it wasn't just in your neighborhood. It wasn't just next door. It wasn't just in your state. It was in 34 countries. 34 countries. Huh? The United States, Canada, Saudi Arabia, Britain, Venezuela. These aren't third world countries, people. These are so-called developed countries. And you actually have members in this ring describing cannibalism? Really? Eating people? Eating kids? Rape of the children by their parents. And if this doesn't make you mad, then maybe it's something wrong with you. Because I know it ticks me off. Then pictures including infants. What kind of picture are you going to? See, these individuals are sick. That's why we need to educate our children. If we can't catch them and actually do away with them, and maybe that's what it is. Maybe the punishment isn't strong enough to deter this type of action. Maybe that's what it is. So how do we fix this, y'all? How do we protect our kids? Because we know the monster's out there. No matter what you do, the monster's going to be there, right? The monsters are going to be there. So how do we combat these monsters? We can't get a wooden stake. Hey, we can't get no garlic. I wish you would throw some holy water on them and make them melt, but that don't work either. So what do we do? Well, I mean, there are some experts that actually have tips and what have you for the kids. I mean, for the parents to let the kids know. You know, let's see. Number one, do not get into any car unless your parents personally tell you to do so. Also, stay away from anyone who follows you on foot or in their car. You know, adults and other people who need help should not be asking a child for help. Right? Quickly get away from anyone who tries to take you somewhere. I mean, these are some of the little tips that they have out there for the kids, for the parents to talk to their kids about. You know, for like you've gone to the school bus stop. Parents should ensure that if possible, an adult waits with children at the school bus stop. Know the path your child takes to and from home or to and from the school bus stop. Now tell your children, don't take the shortcuts. You know, and these just are some of the ideas. Once again, I'm gonna go ahead and post these links in the chat room. So if you haven't sat down and actually talked to your child about things like this, you know, you can go and review these links right here, and maybe it'll give you an idea of what you need to sit down and talk to your child about, because school is getting close again to being open again. And just like we know school getting ready to be open, we happy that it's opening again. As parents, you don't think the predators are happy school getting ready to open? Because some out there just licking their chomp, you know, just waiting, salivating. All these kids getting ready to go back to school, be walking at home and back and forth by themselves. Think about that, parents. Think about that. Think about this article here. 34 countries. That's right. It's in the chat room. Tell your kids don't walk through paths with bushes and trees in them that they can't be seen from the road. You know, that's in the chat room. That's something else. Welcome, Pianki. Glad you could make it, man. Missed you last couple of days. But you know, and that's just some of the tips. You know, as I say, it's open mic Monday, and you can talk about whatever you wanted to, but I wanted to actually get this in, though, because I want to know how can we protect our kids from these predators. Because reading this article about this porn ring, 34 countries is a very disturbing thing. It's disturbing. And it's not like you hear about it on the news, but that's all you do. They give you one good story on it, and then that's it. You don't hear anything else about it. And you know, maybe that's something we need to change. We need to change. Without a doubt. Without a doubt. Okay, well, you know, I said for the first hour, you know, that's all I was going to talk about. Let y'all want to talk about it a little longer. Let's see in the chat room, Pianki. If you catch a predator, you should beat them within an inch of their life before turning them over to the authorities. You know what, Pianki? I'm with you on that. I'm with you. And you know what's so bad about it? I don't think there's a court in the land that would convict you for doing that. I really don't. You know what? In fact, there was a case here in Texas where a guy shot a man after he found out he had been molesting his daughter. And he walked. He walked. You know, I'm not one for torture or brutality or whatever, but we do, in this country, we do need to have a little more stiffer laws than what we have when it comes to certain things. And this is one of them. It really is. This is one of them. You know, okay, so you sentence them to what? 5, 6, 10, 20 years in prison. They get out, then they got to go and live in the neighborhood and register as a sex offender. And there's so many of them walking around now, even the system can't keep up with them. So you may be living somewhere next to someone, you know, that's doing all this stuff, and you had no idea. You know, that is crazy. Bianchi in the chat room says that's what they do in Africa. If you are a burglar, less on messing with the kids. For that, you are in big trouble. Yeah, you should be. Yep, and you should be. But you know what? I guess that's why we're the greatest nation there is, because we give everyone a chance. Right? You always get a second chance. And what most of these guys do, they get the second chance, they go out there and do it 2 or 3 more times first. I guess that's giving them a second chance before we realize we shouldn't have let them go for the first time, right? Wow. Well, y'all, I'm off my soapbox about that for right now. Now, that's not meaning I won't come back. But right now, I'm off of that, because we're going to go on to the second topic of the day, unless, as I mentioned, there's something you want to talk about. And if that's the case, no problem. You're listening to Let's Talk. That's why we call it Let's Talk. I'm your host. I'm just your host, Eric Jackson. But it's your forum. It's Open Mic Monday. Now, if you want to get in the conversation, dial in at 347-838-8622. Email me at ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or, as right now we're having a great conversation in the chat room. So there's many ways you can join in the conversation. Either way, I'm a talk to you. And you can talk to me. No, that's why this show is called Let's Talk. And I do appreciate all your support. So, hey, let me know what's on your mind. Let me know. Now, as I mentioned before, the second part of the show, it's kind of pertaining to what we got coming up here within the next 4 months. And that's the presidential election. You know, and as the closer we get, if you notice, there's always seems to be something else going on here. You know, they're always talking about things like the tax return, a birth certificate, a trip overseas. You know, how much money you raising compared to how much money this one raising. Okay, that's fine and dandy. If that's what you want to know. But here's my question to you. As a voter / citizen, what is it you want to, what is it you want to know? I see Bianchi is calling in. Hold on, I'm coming. Got a caller. Hey, Bianchi, what's going on, man? You on Let's Talk.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm fine.
Yeah, you know, on these people that would go out and violate the innocence of children, uh-huh. they need to be dealt with severely. I mean severely. Because a lot of that's going on, not only in this country, but elsewhere, where you got Europeans going into these African countries and enticing these women to get involved in videotape and pornography and so forth, and paying them a pittance, then they're, you know, exploiting that material. And the same thing that's going on, similar stuff is going on here in the state, quite not as openly. But children are being compromised, not only in sex, but other things. I think that the deplorability, the deplorable state of public schools is child abuse to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that when parents in numbers say that we want alternative schools, and when you have organizations like the NAACP will come out and work, not only speak against that, but also work against the wishes of the parents of children, who would better know best for their children than the parents, I think that there is on the level of child abuse. Maybe not quite on the level of being a sexual predator,
mm-hmm.
but you still, in some way or fashion, you're messing up the mind of children. So let's just don't stop where sex is involved. Let's take it to where it ought to be taken. Let's include everything that's contributing to the deplorable conditions and lack of opportunities and lack of being able to be all that you can be that's being played against our children.
All right. Well, I mean, I received a message that says, I believe that the reason a blind eye is turned is because child porn is such a huge money-making industry, and there's no telling who all making a profit off this industry. What do you think about that? Because we're gonna get back to your statement about the schools, but right now I want to kind of focus on this for a moment. So what do you think about that?
Well, I think that it's probably true. I don't know anything. I don't know anything of it myself. I don't know. I never seen no porn on of any children or so forth. You see everything else though. Ain't that I'm going out looking for it.
Uh-huh.
But I imagine it is. I seen one time a survey of the websites that's more visited by those who do searches and so forth, and sites which involve incest and teens and anything had to do with somebody young, seemingly, are the sites that people are visiting.
Well, okay. But, okay, if that's the case, then, I mean, no, hopefully you're not going to actually, you're not going to enter these sites. I seriously hope not. But even if that's the case, though, how do we combat that? Is that, I mean, besides talking to our kids and monitoring what they do, how will we combat this? Because, yes, like you mentioned, in a lot of cases, these individuals are going overseas and bringing, young people back here to work in the sex slaves or in the pornography industry. But how do we keep that from happening? Or can we keep that from happening?
Well, yeah, you can keep that from happening. People coming through airports and through ports and things, if they got children, they should be checked. Heck, I seen a black child with a white man and a white woman, and hell, I was suspicious. I called the police on them. Apparently it was adoptee, but when you see things that's suspicious looking, then you should report it and have the authorities do investigations. So, but they have a way to check the status of children that's being brought into this country through legal means. I don't know of anything where they are popping up offshore on a submarine, taking a boat to shore. I don't think that exists to much preeminence, but coming through into this country through ports and so forth by the legal means, there's ways to stop that.
But you know what, you just mentioned something though. You mentioned that, and that's something I never thought about. Is the coming through on boats? Why not? It's not like it's a premise that hasn't been done before.
Well, I'm gonna tell you something. I don't know how that would work. If a child at some point in time should realize something's going on, and if they was ever put in a situation where they somewhat free, it seemed like they would try to escape. But I don't know. I guess it happens. But I'm still saying that it can be put to check, and the people that's involved should be punished.
Well, let me ask you a question. How do you educate your children to keep it from happening to them?
Well, you talk to them, you tell them, and you walk them through scenarios. and you gather them together and talk to them as a group, individual and a group. And that's how you prevent them from being involved in that. They never should be out alone when you walk in unfamiliar neighborhoods and so forth.
You know, I mean, but in a lot of cases, it's right there in your own, the neighborhoods they know, that they're playing 24/7. So
hell, some of them is in their own family.
Mention that. So how do we, I mean, you educating your child. Do you just educate the child one time, or do you, is this something that you constantly put into their minds, you know, set that seed, constantly put that seed there?
You educate them as much as you would if you was trying to teach them how to ride a bike, trying to get them off of training wheels. It's not a one-time action. It's something that's repeated over and over and over again until they get it right.
Okay. Now, you know what? I can get with that, because that's what I was trying to get you to say. Yeah,
you know, and there's nothing more horrible, brother, than not knowing where your child is. I mean, just think about that. And you sleeping and waking up in the morning and hoping that all that happened before you went to sleep was just a dream, and you go in their child's room and the child is not there, which brings you back to reality. There's nothing more horrible than, I know a lady here in our community who lost her son to some kind of foul play, you know, like 8 years ago or longer. So, you know, that's a terrible thing. Come outside, you know, sometimes people leave their children in a running air-conditioned car and come outside the car driving down the road. You know, I've heard cases of that here. So, no, you have to hold on to that child, keep them in your hand. I mean, that child depends on you until they can make it on their own. Animals do that in the wild. Why come we don't do that as human beings?
Well, because we have a bigger brain than animals, maybe, probably. I mean, but, Yankee, talk to me now. Is it, you know, as my one person in my chat room said, why is it that now we have more emphasis on the torture and the harming of animals than we do our own kids? People, why is that? Have we evolved to that point now to where we just say, okay, if it's going to happen, it's going to happen, then we'll deal with it then? Instead of being proactive and setting steps in progress to keep it from happening in the beginning.
Well, I don't think that we have more interest in animals. I think that the animals have been included in the mix of reporting and media. But I still think you have concern for children. I know some organizations don't have as much concern as I think they have, and that's the Catholic Church, being that what we heard the priests have been getting away with for decades and probably still doing just that too today. But I agree with you that animals should not come before human beings in a case like this. I mean, there are those who champion the rights of animals, which I respect.
Right.
But we should not have to depend on organizations and groups and associations to champion the protective rights of our children. That should be community and also family and individual parents.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I do appreciate your comments, man. Now, you know what, though? You said something. And that's why I like talking to you and Tony and Mr. Solucci, because y'all bring up some very, very good points. You said the Catholic Church, but it's just not in the Catholic Church anymore. We are dealing with these kind of things in churches, period. You know, and that is a very scary thought in itself, because if any place is supposed to be a sanctuary or somewhere where you should feel safe, should be the church, wouldn't you think?
Well, yeah, you should be the church. Should be Boy Scout troops, too.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, wow. So, once again, we're back to the original question, you know, of what the show was about. No, how do we protect our kids from these things? Because in these organizations, there are supposed to be with people that we're supposed to be able to put our trust in, that the kids should be able to trust. You know, but yet we're being portrayed in those places as well. So I guess it goes back to the educating of our own kids, you know, to be able to tell us if something is going on they don't feel is right.
Well, yeah, you're right. That should happen. And like I say, that's just a process that should be going on in the home, training, in a family, training, in the schools, further reinforced as a lesson plan training. And depending on the size, it should be going on in a community center where the children of the community come together. So they all would be on one accord, training. And once you put that infrastructure in place and it's carried out and it's performed and worked the way it was designed to, then this problem would be minimized greatly.
Okay. All right. Well, I you know, I'm just looking for a solution, but I still believe that this is a topic that shouldn't end, you know, because like I said before, no one really talks about this. And you're right, unless it's a high-profile case. But other than that, you don't hear anything. And it's not.
And it also goes to show about the lack of males being in the household, the lack of the father. Not only the protection that the father is supposed to provide for the household, but also fathers, men, supposed to provide protection for the community, period. There shouldn't be no such thing that you got thugs and these wild thundercats that's terrorizing your community. Where are the men? The men supposed to address that. The men supposed to provide a protection for the community, which includes the children and the women and the other young children. They supposed to provide it. Where are they at?
Where are they at? Well, in some instances, they're the ones actually doing it. Now let's understand some people. Now, I mean, I just said men, but I do understand a lot of women are involved in this type of nastiness as well, okay? So don't just think it's just men out there doing these bad things to these kids, because that's not the case.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Women need to get their butts whooped, too. They don't need no beating. They need a good hard whooping, then turn them over to the authorities. That's anybody, man. But I'm not going to be able to stay here too long. Matter of fact, I got to take some young players off the team to the Cardinals baseball game. And we're going to get down there early so we can watch batting practice.
Okay. All right. Sounds like a great outing, man. Well, thank you for joining, Pianki. You know, I always enjoy when you show up, man. And thank you for supporting. You have a good day, all right?
Okay, you too now.
Oh, that's one of my faithful listeners, Mr. Pianki there. And he always has something very, very interesting to say. That's for sure. But back to what we're saying. And, you know, he said a lot of interesting things. And, you know, Boy Scouts Church. You know, those are two places that back in the day you could definitely go and leave kids and know everything was fine. But now you can't even do that. You know, for instance, now some of y'all gonna get mad at me, that's fine, but I'm gonna say it. Bishop Eddie Long, you know, he had this case against him. Now, it may be just me, but I'm going to give you my opinion on this. Now, anybody who's innocent would have went to trial to this. I don't care, because I didn't do it. I didn't do it. So let's go on and go to court, prove it that I didn't do it. But that didn't happen in that case, y'all. It didn't happen in that case. You know, that's my reputation that's on the line. So for me to settle out of court, to keep it from going to court, that is so suspicious. That is. But my question is, how many of those parents still have their kids, their children, up in that church with that man? That's just some food for thought. Food for thought. That's right. Because, see, it's something is not right there. And as a parent, you should know this. So if you're still leaving your child up in that environment, maybe it's not something not right with some of our parents. Oh, my goodness. Did I just say that? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that, y'all. Yeah, I did. And if it fits, then you need to fix that. You know, you need to fix that. Let's see. I got another thing in my chat room. Say, with all that's going on these days, you would be amazed at the number of parents who leave their kids in the toy and electric department at Walmart while they are on the other side of the store grocery shopping. As a matter of fact, one child got lost from his mom and was afraid to have us page his mother over the intercom because he was afraid of what she would do to him. See, and this is a public place, Walmart. This is Walmart. Parents, you just can't go off and leave your kids. You know, things are just really, really bad all around. You know, you never know who's out there sizing up your child. That's right. And you know what, though? And this is something y'all need to pay attention to. They're not only sizing up the child, they're sizing up that parent, too. Because it's a known fact that some parents are just less observant than others. Like in the case, the person sent me that message right there. If you are way on the other side of the store and your child is over here, you have no idea what can happen to that child till it's too late. Till it's too late. Then what you gonna do? You know, there have been some instances where mothers say, I only took my eye off him for a second, and he was gone. She was gone. You see how serious this is? These people are out there 24-7, 24-7 looking for your kids, my kids. And they have no earthly good in mind. None. None. But they're looking. They're out there looking. And, of course, you know, we're sometimes so busy or preoccupied, we forget about that. And it could be that same person that walked up to you and asked you about how much the price of something is or where a certain aisle is. And you're not paying attention. And at the same time while they're asking, they're grabbing your child because you didn't even bother to turn around. I'm just giving you some things to think about. You know, the predators are out there. They're out there. They're in your neighborhood. Some of them in your home. Some of them watching your kids. And you have no clue. You have no clue. So, once again, how do we protect our kids? I don't know. Besides talking to them and being vigilant, is there anything else we can do? Hell yeah. Talk to them and be vigilant. It's just that simple. Keep an eye on your child. Educate your child. Educate yourself. You can't educate your child if you don't know what's going on. I'm just saying. You know, and if that happens like that, man, you got it made. But just remember, even if you do all that, your child is not completely safe. Let's be real. But at least they are educated enough to know they can come talk to you or to know what to do to try and get out of a situation they find themselves in it. Right? Right. All right. Well, once again, see, y'all get me on this soapbox, and I just be going. Y'all know how I feel about the kids and the family. I get carried away like I get to preaching or something. I'm not a preacher. But anyway, let's talk about this election. What y'all want to know? What y'all want to hear these candidates talk about? Huh? What y'all want to hear them talk about? Because I'm tired of hearing about a dang on tax return, a birth certificate, a trip here, talking about this, talking about that. What do they stand for? You know what I want to know? What do they stand for? What are they going to do for me? Huh? What are they going to do for me? What do you want to hear from them? What do you want to hear from them? That's why this show is called Let's Talk. So let's talk about that. What you want to hear from the candidates? We got less than, 4 months before the election? So what do you want them to talk about? Huh? Send it 347-838-8622. Email me, ericletstalk@gmail.com. Or talk to me in my chat room. Either way, let's have this conversation, people. What you want to hear the candidates talk about? What concerns you? What concerns you? I say, why not make them talk about what they're going to do about this child pornography thing going on? You know, what reassurance can they do, you know, help me with? But that's just my view, because that's something I want to know. What are you going to do for my kids? You know, what you going to do about this education system that we have that is failing our children? You know, Bianca mentioned it, you know, these charter schools and all that. That's fine and dandy, but they're not working either. They're not working. So, with that being said, what are you going to do about this education system that is not working? These so-called skill tests and what have you, they're not working. They're causing more students to drop out than to stay in school. What are we going to do about this? Because our education system is broke. It's broken. There's no doubt about that. It's broken. It is. So tell me, what do y'all want to talk about? Now, what do y'all want to hear from the politicians? What are y'all thoughts on that? Now, what is it? Because I know you got to have something on your mind. You got to have something on your mind. I mean, when you're sitting around the coffee table reading the paper, what have you, you have thoughts and ideas and questions then. So let's talk about it here. You know, let's talk about it here. This is why we call it Let's Talk. You know? So what's your idea? Because, education, I'm very big on education. I really am. And, you know, that is one of the main things. Because it irritates me that every time our government gets in a situation or problem where they need to cut something, the first thing they talk about cutting is what? Our education system. That's what they talk about cutting. Education. Why? Won't they cut some of them big salaries they got to save us some money so we can put it toward our education and get our kids' education level back up to where it used to be? You know, that's what I want to hear them talk about. Now, some of you say, well, jobs. Well, check this out. If you put the money back into the education system, after you know broke them these $200,000 salaries down, then we can hire some teachers to put them back to work and give our kids education. I mean, the proper education they need. That's all I'm saying. That's what I want to know about. Education. What are we going to do about our education? You know, because the more, it's like the more, as the years go, the further behind our kids are falling. Everybody wants to say, well, we need better teachers. We need that. No, we need a better system. We need to give the teachers the resources that they need. It's not the teachers, people. It's not. It's the resources being cut that the teachers no longer have. Now, so you make them teach this little test that everybody supposedly got to pass before they get out of school. So now our teachers, instead of teaching what we really need to be taught, science, math, proper English, things of that nature, we're worrying about teaching this funky test. That's really not gonna do anything for anybody except for the politicians. They say, okay, we got it. The No Child Left Behind. Yeah, they call it No Child Left Behind here in Texas, but you know what it is? Every child drop out. Because it's frustrating our children. It really is. You go all the way through the 12th grade, all the way through your senior year, and you mean to tell me you can't, if you don't pass this one little raggedy test, you can't get your diploma? That isn't, y'all think that's a right one thing to do? I don't. I think it really sucks. Of course, as I mentioned, that's what I want to hear our presidential candidates talk about. That's what I want to hear them talk about. You know, but what about What about you? What do you want to hear? Talk to me in my chat room. You know, call in 347-838-8602. Tell me what you want to hear about. Send me a text. No, email me. EricLessTalk@gmail.com. Talk to me. You know, I want to hear about education. I really do. I want to know about education. Education is important. It really is. What about the economy? Anybody want to know about what's going on, what they're going to do to fix the economy? Or what new idea they're going to come up with to fix the economy? Because we sure had a whole lot of other ideas come through. And don't get it wrong, the economy gets better for a little while, then it gets worse. But what you have to realize when it comes to the economy is it works in a cycle. It's a big cycle like everything else, a big cycle. There's going to be years where the economy flourishes, where everything is peachy keen. You know, you making money, they making money, you spending money, you making more money. And then there's going to be periods where the economy is going to be sluggish. It's going to be slow, recessions, sometimes depressions. It's a cycle. It's a cycle. You know, everybody want to fuss and argue about it, but I'm just saying. Now, in our chat room, what we got? They need to go back to the basics and teach these kids about life. Give them classes like economics, home ec, sewing, things that they are going to use in life, because not all will use chemistry and trig in their lifetime. You know what? That's a good point. Because I know when I was in school, I loved home ec. I'm not going to lie. I love me some home economics. But, you know, I took sewing. I made me a dashiki. Can't sew worth a lick today. But back then, I could sew my tail off. But that is a good point. I do agree. You do need to get back to the basics. You really do. Now, this part about you don't use chemistry and trig. You know what? I used to believe that too at one time. But now, I'm not too sure, because math is used daily. And in some form or fashion, you're using some form of math on a daily, you know, every day. In some instances, it may be a little chemistry and maybe a little trigonometry. But now, here's the catch to it. It may not be the way that you would think of traditional chemistry or trigonometry, okay? But in the same instance, you're still using it in your daily life. Just not the way you remember it from being in school. I mean, that's my opinion, but that's the way I think about it. So, yes, we do need to get back to the basics, though. No, we need to get back to history. No, because it's a shame. You know, that's another thing. It's a shame that our kids today, they can't tell you anything about our history. And I'm not just talking about black history. I'm talking about a history, period. They know nothing. They know nothing. And, you know, that's pitiful. That is a shame. And if you don't believe me, you do not believe me, go and ask you when your kid come home from whatever you're doing. Well, it's summertime. Okay, I'm going to give y'all a break. It's summertime, because most of them they're not going to know. They ain't going to remember. It's summertime. But once school start, you know, talk to them. Ask them questions. You know, I ask my child all the time, what you learn in school today? He 9 years old. So you know what the basic 9-year-old answer is. One or two things, I don't know or I forgot. You know, now, once you hear that, please tell me you're not just stopping at that. Because, you know, he has got to a point now to where he know once those words come out his mouth, the grilling is about to begin. Because I want to know, what did you learn? You did learn, I don't know, and you did learn, I forgot. So now the conversation is on. I'm just saying, that's the way we communicate. And we do communicate. No, he get this little crazy look on his face, but then he start telling me what he learned. And once that over with, we're good. We're good. Then I finish it off with, what did you eat for lunch? Because, you know what, those are the things you need to ask your kids. What did you eat for lunch? Because you'd be surprised what your kids aren't eating for lunch. Since, I mean, we're on the education kick, nobody else want to tell me what they think the people running for president should talk about. So let's talk about this education in school. And that's even in the daycares. You need to go and ask, you need to ask what y'all feed my child. In fact, show up some days during lunch and see what they feeding your child. Because you'd be surprised at how many peanut butter sandwiches your child is getting with a glass of water. But if you read what the menu say, it says this elaborate meal that they're getting. But while you're sitting there, I'm guaranteed your child tell you he had a peanut butter sandwich with a glass of water. Some two-day-old fish sticks. I'm just telling you, people, parents, I'm just telling you. You know, just pop up sometime in the school and in daycare or Head Start. You know, or say you got a day off or, you had to go to the doctor, you took a time off, whatever, and just drop by. Check it out. That's another way, you know, you can keep it, you know, your child will be better able to communicate with you because they know you care. They know you don't mind showing up. I mean, really? It's just that easy. It's just that easy. But if you're not going to check on your child or you're not going to encourage your child to learn or find out, you know, what are they being taught in school, then you really have no right to complain about anything because you're really not showing that you care at all. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hear y'all out there talking about, yeah, whatever, I care. Well, if you care, show it. Get off your lazy butts and go to the child's school sometime. Don't tell nobody you're coming, just go. Now, if you're telling somebody you're coming to the school, then yeah, everything will be fine and peachy keen and everything else while you're there. Of course. But just show up. What, they're going to tell you, you can't see your child? And if you get told that, then all kind of red flags should go up. That means something is not going right in that. Something is not happening that should be happening in that school or that daycare or that Head Start program. That's right. Even is at these, some of these after school programs. Same thing. These so-called overnight, nights out, girl nights out at the daycare or the church or whatever. You know, sometimes you need to check on and see what's going on. Why not? Unless you're just that trustworthy. If you're that trustworthy, that's fine. You know, that is fine. But the question is, what are you going to do? Huh? What are you going to do? Education is important. Are we really going to let our education system just get worse? Because honestly, it's not in good shape now. It's not. We have some schools that have been around for some years that are closing because, oh, Lord, because the education level that's being taught there is just not there anymore. I mean, is that a bad thing? Yes, it's a bad thing. It's a terrible thing. But yet, nobody seems to care, or they don't care until it's almost too late. Until it's almost too late. But if you was there from the beginning, giving your time and effort and being concerned about what was coming out, then yeah, you wouldn't be having to worry about that now. Of course, it's just my opinion, people. It is my opinion, and that's what I think. And I do think that our education system is broken. It's broken. It's not getting worse. It is not to the point to where it's almost broke. It's broken. It is. It is broken. And it has been broken for some time. It just didn't happen. It just did not happen. That's all I'm saying. It just didn't happen. I don't know. But that's what I want to hear the politicians talk about. I want to hear them talk about education. What are they going to do to get our education back online? What are they going to do? You know, back to the basics, that's fine. That's fine. But how are they going to put the teachers back that's able to teach it? You know, back in the day, you had teachers that used to, you know, these teachers, you know, they'd be multiple teachers. But they knew what they were talking about. They were teaching you. No matter what class they had, they knew, right? Right. Now, check out the politicians now. Nobody wants to talk about education unless they're talking about cutting it, right? When the last time you heard them actually talking about funding education? They're talking about more about cutting education than funding it. All right, why are we not funding it? I mean, why? Why aren't our politicians talking about that now? Why aren't they? What do you want to hear the politicians talk about? I'm still asking that question. What do you want to hear President Obama and nominee Mitt Romney talk about? Because I know it's something out there that you want to hear. Because I've told you what I want to hear about our education system. No, okay, yeah, the Mars, they landed a little remote control car on Mars this morning. That's fine. Way, all right, congratulations. But that's billions of my dollars gone that I could put toward education. You understand what I'm saying? What do you want to hear? You say you're going to vote. What are you going to vote for? Now, what do you want to hear? What do you want to be the main agenda or topic come November the 5th? Huh? What is it? What do you want to know their stance on? They have a debate in October, I do believe. What do you want to hear them talk about then? Now, right now, the thing we hear about is how much money they raising. Okay, we know Mitt Romney has raised more money than President Obama. Last month alone, he raised $1.6 million or something like that, in $1 million or something like that in fundraising. Whoop-de-doo. So we know he has the money now. Everybody, you know, they're raising money. Fine. But what else going on with this election do we want to know about? We are the citizens. We should be able to tell them this is what we want to know. We don't care nothing about you and your money. We already know you got money. Hey, we already know you didn't file any taxes. We already know you have a birth certificate. We already know you play a lot of golf. Those are things we know about these individuals. We know Mitt Romney was the governor of Massachusetts, right? We know President Obama came from Chicago. What else can y'all tell us? Those are the things we know. What else can you tell us about you? Well, y'all know what? How can they tell us anything if we're not letting them know what we want them to tell us? Huh? What do you, as a voter, want them to know? What's on your mind when it comes to this election? You never know who's paying attention. You never know. You know, you read your daily paper, you sit in front of the TV, watch the news on the computer, and you talk about all kind of stuff on a daily basis. You know, from how much this person is making to how Congress is not doing jack to the local government, how they jacking things up. You know? So, with that, what do you want to know? Talk to me. And we can talk about it now, and then we can talk to them about it. I mean, that's what this great nation is about. Freedom of speech. Let us know what's going on. Let them know what's going on. You know, there's no illusion of grandeur. You know, there's not. You know, yes, this country is not in the best shape, but it's not in the worst shape either. And it can be better, like everything else. But how are either one of those candidates going to know if we won't say anything? Yeah, you know, they'll say one or two snippets that you see on the news or what have you. And then that's what you set your vote on. Yeah, I like what he said there. But did you take the time to go and read the whole article or the whole speech that was said? You know, have you taken the time to go back and research? Research that candidate. I mean, you got one that was a senator. You got one that was a governor. So I'm sure, and one that's been president for, what, three, almost 4 years now? You have the information out there. Are you taking your time to go out and look and see what they're standing for? Huh? I mean, have you taken your time to go back and review from January 5th, 2008, something like that? Somewhere up in there? From then to what is going on in the presidency now? Or the same period from Mitt Romney to now? See what they have done as far as what they say is going on? No, I'm sure a lot of you haven't. But that's okay, too. It happens. It happens. So you're going to go to the polls and just vote on whatever you want to vote on, right? If there's a Republican out there and you're a Republican, you're going to vote straight Republican, right? If you're a Democrat and there's a Democrat out there, you're going to vote straight Democrat, right? That's how most people do it. That is how most people do it. But when are you going to take the time to actually read and figure out who's the best for the job? It don't have to be a Republican. And it doesn't have to be a Democrat. I mean, just because you're a Republican or just because you're a Democrat doesn't mean that's who you got to vote for. It doesn't. Vote for the best person that's going to get the job done. That's what you can do. If you do that, I guarantee we will have some things changing around here. But if everybody just voting for, you know, I'm a Democrat, I'm voting Democrat. I'm Tea Party, I'm voting all Tea Party. Now I'm Libertarian, that's all I'm voting. Well, if that's what you're doing, then when things remain the same and don't change, shut up. I'm just telling you, shut up. Because although you have voted, you have done nothing. Nothing. You haven't changed anything. You left things status quo. Status quo, that's right. You left it the way it was, the way it is, and the way it's going to be. That's right. I know some of you are asking, talking about, well, what makes him such an expert? Hey, I'm just telling you what I used to do. And it took me a while to figure it out. You know, Republican, Libertarian, Tea Party, what's all those other ones? All them other little crazy things out there. They are titles, people. They are titles. Started by someone that believed one thing. Then somebody else believed the opposite, so they gave him this name. Then they started about this. Well, you know what? That's fine. But if you everybody took the time and voted for the best person, we'd be in a whole lot better shape. We will. But you know what? This country has been on this divided kick for so long. Don't nobody know how to change it. Nobody's. I'm not gonna say nobody know how to change it. Nobody is willing to take that first step to change it. And anytime anybody start talking about changing something, there's a whole bunch of opposition. So, and then what happens? Everything goes back to the way it was. That's all I'm saying. I mean, that's all I'm saying. And it would work. It really would. It would work. But how long is it going to take us to get to that point to realize that is how things are going to have to work? We are going to have to end all this division that's going on. That's true. Okay, I see I got a caller. Let me see what's going on here. Hello, caller. You're on Let's Talk. What can I do for you?
Hello?
Hello? Yes, ma'am. You're on Let's Talk.
Hi. I'm 12 years old, and what is this?
You're 12 years old? This is a talk show called Let's Talk. What's on your mind? Well, I guess that was a wrong call, y'all. Okay, here we go. Oh, But anyway, back to what I was saying. You know, this country has been built on being able to divide and conquer. Even our political system, divide and conquer. You don't believe me? Think about it. Really think about it. At no time in this nation's history has everyone been on the same sheet of music. That's right. Now, somebody going to say, well, that's wrong because when we have a war, we are all together and we patriotic and yeah, you're lying to yourself. Because even then, everybody's not together. Now, they would like to believe that is what's going on. But it's not. It's not. So when are we going to actually take the time to end this division that we have? But then again, we may not never end it because that is what this country is built on. You know? Oh, I see I have another caller.
Hello? Hi. I was just wondering, what's your stance on Battletoads?
All right. Well, we won't be talking about no dang on Battletoads today. Oh, Lord have mercy. Here we go with the Battletoads. We ain't talking about Battletoads today. Anyway, well, y'all, you know what? I think it's time for me to activate some things going on because we beginning to get some idiots in the chat room. Now, anyway, back to what I was saying. You know, and this is a prime example right here of the stupidity that I get, you know, that tells me that we'll never be together as a nation when it comes to certain things. And politics is one of them. You know? I mean, it's not. And the way some our young people are acting, man, this country is in trouble. It really is. This country is in a whole world of trouble. Unless somebody figures something out. Now, how long that's going to take for them to figure it out, I don't know. But we need to figure it out soon. We really do. We need to figure it out soon. You know, it's just a thing. This is a thing. So, if you're just going to vote, vote. But make sure you got your research in. You know? Make sure you got your research in and you know who you're voting for. As I said, I don't care who you vote for. I really don't. That's your right. That's your prerogative who you vote for. But really vote for who's going to do the right job, okay? Don't vote just because you're a Republican or just because you're a Democrat or a Libertarian or what I'm Tea Party and all that other stuff, opposition party. You don't do all that. I mean, it's just a title, people, that somebody else came up with to say, I think differently than what you think. I mean, that's it. That's it. That's what that is. But yet we fall right into it, and for years we're falling into it. And maybe back in the years, it didn't mean something, actually. But I don't think it really doesn't mean much now. It really doesn't. And for those who keep believing that it does, well, hey, I'm happy for you. Keep doing what you do. Keep doing what you do. Because as long as you do what you do, you never go wrong. In your world anyway, right? And we just keep going the way we're going. No, we'll fight about everything and anything. Why not? We do it anyway. Right? We do it. That's something we do that's one thing our country does. You know, we'll fight about anything with each other. We will. We really will. Well, that's just my opinion, people. That's my opinion. That, you know, I tell you once again, what I want to hear him talk about is education. Our education system is broke. That's what I want him to talk about. What I want you to do is vote for the best person. Get off that party line mess. It's not working. That's the problem with our government now. That's the problem with the Senate and the Congress. No, nobody wants to say, let's do what's best for everybody. No, but everybody else has their own little thing going on. You know, everybody trying to get their pocket lined with this or that instead of doing what we need done as a nation. As a nation. You know, that's all I'm saying. That is all I'm saying. Well, people, you know what? That's it for the show today. It's been fun. I enjoyed you. I hope you enjoyed me, and I hope I gave you something to think about. You know, these last 2 hours have been fun. Hey, just remember, talk to your kids about these predators, man, because they're out there, and we need to protect our kids. And as far as elections go, vote for the best person, not for just because you're a Democrat or just because you're a Republican or whatever party you're affiliated with. Vote for the person that's going to make some changes for the better, for all of us. Okay? I like that. Well, once again, you're listening to Let's Talk. I'm your host, Eric Jackson. I really have enjoyed you. Hey, check me out, though. Tomorrow, we're going to have another great show for you. And it's going to be, how do we find financial stability in this economy? That should be another great show. But until then, thank you for listening. I love y'all. I'm out of here.